World History presents Total War, narrated by Sam Devereaux. Introduction. It is 0314 on 22nd of June 1941. Along a 1,800-kilometre front line that stretches from the Baltic Sea in the north to Romania in the south, German soldiers are ready for battle. A minute later, all hell breaks loose. The Luftwaffe begins attacking targets behind the Red Army's front line, and the artillery opens fire. Germany's dreaded panzer tanks follow. The spearhead of Operation Barbarossa, Hitler's invasion of the Soviet Union. With 3.7 million soldiers, it's the largest invasion to date. The first few weeks seem to confirm the supremacy of Germany's blitzkrieg tactics, as city after city falls. This issue follows the advancement of the Axis forces in the conflict that, during 1941, turns into an all-out world war. Chapter 1. Africa Corps saves the Italians. When Erwin Rommel and his Africa Corps arrived in Tripoli, Libya, in February 1941, they were greeted by an exhausted, dispirited Italian army. The fact that the city was still in Axis's hands was a matter of luck. But the men's low morale was cured when Rommel launched a series of offensives that made him the Allies' worst enemy. The port of Tripoli was bathed in artificial light as sand-colored tanks, each decorated with a palm tree overlaid with a swastika, rolled out of the German ship's holds. The unloading lasted all night, but by 1100 hours the following morning, the task was complete. The soldiers, who were the core of Nazi Germany's new Africa Corps, lined up to hear the Corps' newly appointed leader, Erwin Rommel, speak. "We are about to embark on a great safari," he declared confidently. "Heya, safari!" a young soldier, inspired by Rommel, replied spontaneously. Soon his comrades began chanting the phrase, giving birth to the Africa Corps' bold battle cry. The men in the Corps, which Hitler had recently created, needed all the fighting spirit they could muster. While the Wehrmacht advanced almost unchallenged in Europe, the Axis powers were in retreat in North Africa. Hitler's ally, the Italian dictator Benito Mussolini, was in command of the war in North Africa. But the Italian forces' strength and morale left a lot to be desired. Italy's army was the worst in Europe. Most of their arms were from World War I. Their tanks were almost useless. The soldiers referred to them as self-propelled coffins, and vehicles generally were in short supply. The soldiers had to advance on foot, a considerable handicap in the desert. The result was that the Italians were repeatedly overtaken and checked by the British, who were well supplied with vehicles. By early February 1941, the Italians had lost key Libyan cities, including Salem, Benghazi, and Tobruk. The fact that Tripoli was still in the hands of the Axis's forces was only because the British had been forced to withdraw troops early in the year to counter a German offensive in the Balkans. The Axis's glorious victory march was stuck fast in the desert sand. Italians were on the brink of collapse. Hitler was forced to send German forces to North Africa. An offensive blitzkrieg with tanks and air support like that used in Europe was needed to turn the war in Germany's favor. To that end, the Führer created a new unit, the Deutsches Afrika Korps, whose corps consisted of two armored regiments, supported by infantry brigades and air squadrons. The leader of the corps was 49-year-old Erwin Rommel, who, in addition to being a loyal supporter of Hitler and a skilled military theorist, had also distinguished himself as a brave and enterprising leader of the 7th Panzer Division during the invasion of France. Rommel, who would become known as the Desert Fox, wasn't one to shy away from an attack, and was not easily intimidated by an enemy's superior numbers. He would need both attributes in